Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm gonna be doing another reaction video, reacting to Charisma on Command. So this is a really popular channel. They have a ton of great videos. I've actually watched them in the past, and I really enjoyed the content. So I've never seen this video that I chose today specifically. It's a little bit newer, but it's a topic that I've actually been wanting to talk about on this channel. So I'm gonna make some commentary throughout and let you guys know what I think about this video. And if you're new here and you have not subscribed, be sure to hit that subscribe button to be in the loop for when I release new content. I post videos every week from Wednesday to Sunday, so there'll be a ton of awesome new great content that you won't want to miss out on. So the video specifically is the surprising psychology of OnlyFans simps. So I've actually mentioned OnlyFans in a past video that I did, and just talking about how you guys need to unsubscribe, delete it from your phone. It's horrible for you. It's not doing you any favors. So I'm hoping today that this kind of aligns with the way that I feel about it, because I've already kind of made it a little bit clear the way that I feel about OnlyFans. But I'm gonna dive a little bit deeper into it today because I think there's a lot that I haven't said that you guys have asked me, and I think it's time for me to say. So, gonna be reacting to this, my honest reaction. I will let you know what I think. So let's get started.
Why does anyone spend money on OnlyFans in a world where X-rated content is free? I asked myself that question the other day and quickly concluded that people were just being stupid, and I moved on. But of course, that's not the case. I've learned that whenever I think masses of people are being stupid, I'm the one who's being stupid. I just don't understand them, but if I did, I'd learn something about the real world and human psychology. So with credit card in hand, I signed up for an OnlyFans investigation, and what I found surprised me, not only for what it said about human psychology, but also the direction that consumerism is taking all of us. But before we get there, we need to cover exactly what OnlyFans is. Essentially, OnlyFans allows anyone to put a paywall on their content. You can set up a monthly subscription fee and have the option for one-off upsells to easily monetize photos, video, audio, or just the chance to message you directly. OnlyFans has some fitness trainers and some musicians on the platform, but really, they specialize in X-rated content. Same story with their co-owned sister site, MyFreeCams, which offers live X-rated webcam chat rooms. On both platforms, the dominant business model is men paying women for racy messages, photos, and video, which is where the question that started this whole video arose. Why do these men pay when free pornography has been available on the web since 56K dial-up connections? The surprising answer comes in three parts.
I cannot imagine paying someone to see a provocative photo. I just can't imagine it. There's tons of free photos online if you guys are really into that. I don't understand why somebody would pay money for something like that. It just baffles me. Honestly, if I found out that a guy that I knew was doing it, I wouldn't even be mad at the fact that he's looking at X-rated content. I think I would be more mad that he's spending money on it. Just do it for free. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway.
First, OnlyFans has nailed the dopamine hooks of social media sites and casinos that pornography has not fully exploited on the web. You see, the very structure of OnlyFans is gated silos. When you log into a creator's page, you can see the number of posts they have, but no details about those posts. Once you're a subscriber, you can see the posts, but some of them are blurred out behind a locked paywall. The only thing that you can see is a provocative text description. Of course, though, you can pay to unlock those. If you want to go deeper into the gated community, you can order custom videos, but you'll have to send extra tip money to get those made.
Oh my, it's worse than I thought.
The feeling that one has on OnlyFans is kind of like the one that you might get if your phone buzzed with a text or someone sent you a Snap video, but you couldn't open it. There's mystery, you're thinking about it, and that creates anticipation. You can contrast this with X-rated websites, where every mystery is immediately revealed. Want to know what's in a video? In seconds, you can read the explicit title, see an explicit thumbnail, and even hover over that thumbnail to see various moments in the scene. There's almost zero space in between desire and the fulfillment of that desire. With OnlyFans, though, your imagination has to work. You focus on the hints at each level of gated content, wondering what exactly is on the other side. And when you focus longer on something, you tend to value it more. That's partially why digital slot machines still show the reel stopping one by one. That extra time builds anticipation and investment in the game. Now, the dopamine hacks are even more aggressive on the live cam sister sites that incorporate other staples of the gambling industry straight from it. There are keynote boards in the chat.
This is insane. Where buying
a number can get you a sexy dance or something of that nature instead of gambling winnings. There's roulette wheels with different racy activities for your preferred cam girl to act out. And if you donate enough tips on censored OnlyFans posts, that will make the creator show the uncensored version.
Jesus.
The unclear amount required, though, to win is reminiscent of those coin games in Chuck E. Cheese, where the next coin could be the one that tipped the whole game. Again, the prize in all of these cases is similar to what's available on every other pornography website. But the mystery in anticipation drives seemingly irrational behavior. Family Guy understood this years ago.
Not so fast, Lois. A boat's a boat, but the mystery box can be anything. It can even be a boat!
But the mystery box isn't the only thing that has made OnlyFans so successful. Our second point is where OnlyFans starts to really distinct.
Okay, I just want to talk about that first point because I think it's absolutely insane. There's a saying, curiosity killed the cat, and that is so evident in this. It's crazy. It's like gambling. It's an addiction. And the fact that we know that and we still do it is just mind-blowing to me. It would be one thing if you kind of didn't know the psychology behind it. You didn't know that it was a marketing ploy. You didn't know that it was to hook and reel you in. But if you know that and you're still doing it, I think that's when it becomes a huge issue and an addiction. I think sometimes we sign up for things or start doing things not realizing how addictive it can be, especially if you're someone that has an obsessive or addictive personality. This can be detrimental to your mental health, and it's clear that this is going to be something that really affects the mental health of men all over the world for the foreseeable future, because I don't see it ending anytime soon. Okay, part two now is recognition, intimacy, and community.
Distinguish itself. Take the top creator, Jem Wolfie. Her Instagram page is pretty darn explicit in several photos, but what's missing here? You. On Instagram, Jem is often aloof. She doesn't always look at the camera. The audience is more like a voyeur that she doesn't recognize. But on OnlyFans, the audience is acknowledged. She and other creators will often send messages asking you to react if you like the recent shots. And at the time of writing this, in her last 10 Instagram posts, Jem has commented the word you or your only twice. But with OnlyFans, those words appear in 8 of the last 10 posts. This recognition becomes something like intimacy when creators send good morning or good night texts claiming to be thinking of you. One creator sent me a message complaining about being bored, asking me slash all of us to write messages to give her something to do. And I'll tell you how I responded in the next point. But the point for now is that the relationship on OnlyFans begins to mimic a friendship or a long distance relationship.
This is insane to me. I cannot believe that people fall for this. If you're a guy and you're falling for this, wake up. This girl doesn't like you. She doesn't care about you. She's not sending you a personalized message. She wants your money. She wants you to fund her fun bills. And the second you don't, she won't give you the time of day. She won't notice you. She won't talk to you. She won't text you, whatever she's doing. It's literally just to get your money. And the fact that you're paying for that is insane. So let me continue.
At least in its cadence. In fact, active members of live cam chat rooms often form friend groups. They recognize one another when they came in, which was shocking.
What?
They'll check in with one another to see how the big work project went, or where they've been if they haven't showed up in a while. If the creator doesn't stream, though, the fans can't hang with that friend group on that day. So aspects of intimate relationships and friendships are offered via OnlyFans. But really, it's this last piece that makes OnlyFans potentially more addictive even than casinos. Because on OnlyFans, you can purchase guaranteed acceptance. I told you earlier that I responded to that creator who said that she was bored. And I had a hunch that acceptance was a huge piece of the OnlyFans psychology puzzle. So I purposely wrote back the most lame, boring message I could think of just to see if I could get her to reject or ignore me. This is a message that if you sent on a dating app like Tinder or Bumble would get you left on read because it's just totally uninteresting. It's the type of thing that so many guys text, and it's very boring for someone who gets a lot of messages like this to respond to. I said, "Hey there, just doing some work this week, enjoying the sunshine, WBU, any plans?" And what do you know? On OnlyFans, I didn't get left on read. She wrote back with a message containing 2 exclamation points and a smiley face emoji. That's without even tipping her, which I suspect could have netted me 6 exclamation points. The point is, on OnlyFans, I didn't need to make myself interesting to her. I didn't need to stand out from the crowd. She would remain interested even if I wasn't interesting.
That is insane that he says this because it's so true, you guys. If you have to actually try and put in the work and put in the effort, it's a lot less desirable, I think, which is why guys go for this instead of a real relationship, because they don't have to put in any effort, because this girl's gonna text him back by just him giving her money. If that's something you're into, I mean, cool, I guess, if you want to be a sugar daddy for some girl online. But this is nowhere near as fulfilling as a real friendship or a real relationship that you can have with somebody. So I think if guys stopped putting so much time and money into things like this, they would be a lot more fulfilled in their real life, not just their life online. This is like, it reminds me of that movie where that guy falls in love with his phone. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but this is just nuts.
I saw the same dynamic in the hobbies of OnlyFans creators. On most dating apps, it's the exception to find a woman who emphasizes her love of basketball, golf, anime, or obscure philosophers. Of course, those women exist, but those interests tend to be mainly held by men. On OnlyFans, the number of women highlighting predominantly male hobbies is through the roof. Beyond hobbies, I also saw stories of not fitting in high school and feeling different from everyone else. Now, all of these creators may genuinely have these hobbies and backstories, but their representation is far higher than that of the typical dating pool. And I think the reason for this discrepancy is that men sometimes struggle to relate when speaking to a woman that they're attracted to. They have to put an effort to make their hobbies relatable to someone who doesn't necessarily share them, or step beyond their interests to talk to someone who doesn't love all the same activities, entertainment, and conversational topics. But OnlyFans shortcuts this discomfort.
Yep, exactly. So what do these girls do? They pretend to be into things. They act like they like things that they don't really like in order to get you to pay them because you feel some connection to them. You feel some relatability to them that you don't feel with other girls. That's why all of these girls that are really into cosplay and anime can get on a live stream and make thousands of dollars because these guys are into that because they like it. And it's, oh my gosh, a girl. It's like when you used to walk into a video game store and see a girl in there, the guys would just freak out. They'd be like, oh my gosh, she likes video games? Like, it's just, it's the girls that say, I'm not like other girls that just like to play video games. I like to play video games, okay? Like, you're not crazy. They do this so you feel that connection to them that you don't necessarily feel with other girls, and they get your money. Ultimately, so.
Not only will your dream girl send you naked photos, she'll also do the more important work of carrying the conversation, of finding ways to make relating easy. You don't need to feel uncomfortable or at a loss for words or rejected if she doesn't reply. For a fee, that's all gone. To reveal your biggest insecurity to someone that you're wildly attracted to, and for them to see that insecurity, tell you the truth about it, and then not have that insecurity impact your relationship. That is not always the case outside of OnlyFans. We often have insecurities precisely because at some point we were rejected for some aspect of our body, personality, or our history. It's one of the most gut-wrenching feelings and one most people avoid at all costs. So why does OnlyFans exist in a world with lots of pornography? Because if porn offers arousal and orgasm, OnlyFans offers connection without the fear of frustration or rejection. The difficulty of getting into and maintaining a relationship can be bypassed, at least in part. For a price, you get a sex-obsessed long-distance girlfriend without having to offer her anything in return but money. You don't have to interest her, relate to her, or help her through any of her difficulties, unless, of course, that's your thing. In a way, OnlyFans is a direct competitor to personal development resources, including this channel, because you no longer have to change your habits to get different results in your social or romantic life. Now, I should pause and say that OnlyFans doesn't totally replace relationships for all of its subscribers. Several creators told me that they have followers with girlfriends or wives. For those men, they said they offered an escape. But I think that it's a similar escape to the men who are not in a relationship but are also subscribed. In both cases, you leave behind the obligations and pressures of dealing with another potentially difficult human being. My personal take is that this isn't great for the customer. If you bypass the challenges of relating to other people, you deprive yourself of life's major catalyst for personal growth.
That's what I said.
Instead of building hard-won character traits that can last a lifetime, you rely on cash to maintain relationships that are comfortable and pleasing to you. So my humble recommendation is to avoid paying for connection. Risk rejection to develop the skills and the character traits that make you someone people want to be around, and someone that can handle the problems that arise when other people aren't being paid to be friendly. It's certainly slower and more difficult, but I believe that it's ultimately more rewarding. and you can save your money for somewhere that it can go a lot farther. I'm talking about simping for...
You guys, he's 100% true. That was an incredible video, and I couldn't have said it any better. I've actually never been on OnlyFans, so I didn't really know the logistics of it, but it's so interesting to see the different levels and just how they sucker you in. It's understandable why guys are on it, but the best advice that I can give you as a woman who is not on OnlyFans and who will never be on OnlyFans, I get a lot of questions. Courtney, are you on OnlyFans? Would you ever sign up for OnlyFans? What do you think about OnlyFans? And I would legitimately never put myself on OnlyFans. I think it's an easy way out. It's manipulative. It's degrading in a way. I don't know. I just don't see anything empowering about that as a woman. I think women complain about being objectified by men, but then they put a price on themselves and they make themselves an object. I don't know, I think I have a very different view on it than maybe a lot of girls today do, but that's just what I think. And I think it's not only detrimental to women, I think it's really detrimental to all the young men that are on this app. I think it's really bad for your mental health. I think it's gonna be bad for everybody long-term, relationships, friendships, mental health, like I said. I think the best thing you can do is unsubscribe to anybody you're subscribed to, delete it off your phone, and know that you are so much better than having to pay someone to talk to you. That's insane to me. And I hope that none of you feel so low about yourself that you feel like you have to pay someone to get their time or attention or energy, because I promise if you just be yourself, there's someone out there that would give you that for free. So, awesome video. I really liked everything that he had to say, and I agreed with it. You guys know where I stand on it. I would love to know what you guys think in the comments down below. Do you think this is a good thing? Do you have an OnlyFans? I would just kind of love to hear everyone's opinion and just start a little community chatting about different opinions on this, because I think it's something that we need to talk about. Let me know in the comments down below what your thoughts are. If you like this video or found it helpful, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel for when I release new content. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there. It is a healthy, happy page to follow. I don't post any of this X-rated content, and you don't have to pay to see any of my photos. So it's free. Just give me a follow if you'd like to. Thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.